Coming to Walt Disney World over the holidays is an amazing experience for anyone. Hey guys, it's Ann Kelly. But I have a friend who's expecting her second child. It's a girl. We're going to have a match set, a boy and a girl. But her toddler, Evan, is two. So Andrea Wolowitz, you're the marketing strategy manager for Disney Destinations. I want to talk to you about, this will be little Evan's first Disney experience.
Oh my gosh.
What should he expect? I know. I want to be there. I want to be rolling video the entire time.
Exactly.
Tell me what the best thing, how could we make his Disney experience magical?
Oh my gosh. Well, everything about Disney is magical, sure. Of course. When Evan comes in to the Magic Kingdom and sees the castle for the first time, that's going to be an amazing thing. So make sure and take pictures of that, because the look on his face is going to be just wonderful. Just everything. There are so many things to do here at Disney, not just at Magic Kingdom. At Disney's Hollywood Studios, there's all those fun things of the Disney Junior. All of those things, you know, all those things that he loves to watch on TV, that he can experience right there. He can meet some of those great characters that he
That's
probably,
what I'm looking forward to. We thought... Yeah. Oh my gosh, all the people he sees on TV that are like 2 and 3 inches tall.
Exactly.
How's he going to react in person? And he had his very first character experience not too long ago.
Yeah.
Ran right up and hugged him.
Oh, that's awesome.
The boy's a pro already.
That's awesome. You know what? That's important, because you're always kind of nervous to take them for the first time. Because, you know, they're a little bit bigger than they are.
Oh gosh,
Evan's going to have a great time, I'm certain.
I know he is. So if they're getting ready to come over to Disney, any of the parks, what's the first thing they should consider?
So they should look at booking their fast passes.
Oh gosh, yes.
Yes, absolutely. So there's some great rides that they'll want to, schedule ahead of time. And basically what that's doing is saving your place in line.
And I love it.
I know. It's so great. You can do that with character experiences. You can do that with ride experiences. Some of the shows, you can do that. It's really great way to kind of plan your day.
All right, so if someone wants to log on to the site, any hashtags, what do they need to know about making the experience even easier by going online and taking care of all of that?
So you're going to go to My Disney Experience.
Get the app.
Get the app. Download that app, because that will really kind of plan your whole day. You can kind of scope everything out on DisneyWorld.com ahead of time and
Perfect.
Just really see all the things to do at all four parks.
And there's a lot of new things this year they can experience. We were over at Hollywood Studios the other day. I'm going to get it wrong. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
That is.
I got it right. It,
yes, absolutely. And that is a really amazing immersive experience. So, and you see different things when you stand in different parts of the
court. That's the cool part about it. It's
exactly.
Like you're in one park, but you're seeing everything so different.
Yep, absolutely.
And nobody moves. Everybody. Okay, they move long enough to start hit the record button.
Right.
On whatever device they have, and that's all you see are these phones.
Yes,
up in the air.
But you're not dodging anyone. They all want to see the show just as much as
Everybody's
you do.
Everybody's cool about it. Well, Andrea, thank you so much, and I think I'm all set to make sure they have the perfect Disney experience.
Wonderful.
Thanks.